The last verse we spoke about last time is the one about the precious diadem and the footrest. And you may remember that the various translations were a bit different in this for this verse. And I'd like to just simply give you some background to how these differences can happen. The Chinese has just four lines with four characters each. And it is very compact, very, there's a lot that one could imagine it would mean, because there are no verbs there. There are actually no subject, like we say, we, I, them, it's not there. So it isn't always clear what the connection is between the various characters, whether they complement each other or whether they are opposite to each other, or whether they strengthen each other. A translator needs to ask themselves deeply what the meaning could be, and then how to best put it into words in the language that of our choice. And so that is why we get such a different different text. And I'm just looking. Yes. The Venerable Shen Yan says, because there is a defect, you seek the jeweled bench and priceless halter. Because you are astonished, you realize you were like the brown or white ox. So, going to Reverend Master Jiu and Masunaga, I'd like to just say, yes, the sage will tell a trainee who is feeling he is low and all inferior that on his head there gleams a jeweled diadem, and on his body rich robes hang, and at his feet there is a footrest. If the trainee hears this teaching with surprise and doubt, the sage assures him that of cats there are some kinds, as also some white cows, that perfect are just as they are. So how come the one verse is very short and the other is actually quite lengthy? And that is basically the choice of the emphasis of the meaning. And there's the same elements, like because there is a defect, and here the trainee who is feeling low and or inferior. That are the two same characters. They're actually, a sage who tells a trainee isn't mentioned, but that comes from the context. That is from the context of masters who teach disciples and how they do that. And so Shen Yan makes it clear that when there is a defect, you may start to seek for a jeweled bench or a priceless halter. That comes close to what I translated. When there is inadequacy, we start to reach out for things to paint ourselves better. So, and Reverend Master Jiu does it the other way. She points at the fact that the sage can tell us we are not so inadequate. Look what you have all got for beautiful aspects of Buddha nature. Yes, if there is a jewel diadem or rich robes and a footrest. And then we go on to, if the trainee hears this teaching with surprise and doubt, and then the sage assures him that cats and cows there are various kinds which are just perfect as they are. Which is, again, much more than only four characters of a line would provide. And it is the context of the monastic interaction and the interaction of masters and also lay disciples. Now, cats and cows and then we have the surprise, because you are astonished, you realize you were like a brown or white ox. This all is really quite a puzzle for the translator. Especially, yes, there is astonishment that character is being used. And there is also a character that is fear. And so there is cats and there's oxen. And yes, they are fine as they are, but and now I'm just gonna tell you about my view of this verse, which I probably spoke about last time a bit as well. And that is that it shows what we do, we trainees, when we are feeling we are still lacking, then we are reaching out for things. And when we feel we are still lacking, there's still fear. But there's also surprise. When we deeply meditate, all of us get to know that fear of, are we enough? Are we doing enough? Are we training hard enough? And also, we come to know some surprise. Surprises in our meditation. We may see something beautiful. We may see some brightness. And the more we see fear, then we see also black shadows. And the more we see the surprise, we can see the white oxen. And the fear goes with the inadequacy and the black shadows, which is slightly free translated for a word that can mean wild cat or a dark colored slave. Wild cat is often used in Zen for somebody who hasn't trained their mind properly yet. I find myself that type of words are a bit confusing. Zen didn't speak in riddles. And the words chosen, the Chinese words chosen, that were not supposed to be kind of a riddle. And but the reality of the black person who lived in fear and knew inadequacy is in here. And we all know that one. We know that one in ourselves. And what we also know is the wonder, the brightness, and the white ox stands for the Buddha, for Buddha nature. And so, and I have translated because, however, the preposition used can has quite a few meanings, and you can also say according in the same measure as there is inadequacy, you reach out to precious things. And in the same measure as you experience fear, you'll see shadows. Or in the same measure of your surprise, you will see a white ox. Is the Buddha, the ox, the great vehicle, will become clear to you and more familiar. So the next verse is about me. Let's see, where are you? Where am I supposed to be? It is a master archer hits a target at 100 yards because he skill possesses. But to make to meet two arrows in midair, head on goes far beyond the skill of ordinary. And we have Koi, which is the master archer. He used his skill to hit the target at 100 paces. As soon as the arrow hits the mark, of what further use is his skill? This is the story of a master who um, shot an arrow just right on the point of the one that his disciple shot off. Just head on, which is really quite amazing. And this cannot be done by skill. It is done by no mind. No mind. No involvement of self at all in the activity that is done. The superior activity of no mind. Now, we can ask, is this skill still any use once you have used it? I'm not sure if that is what was being pointed at here. It is sure that to meet two arrows head on is miraculous activity coming from deep, deep stillness and no involvement. And this no mind is still present in the next verse when the wooden man sings, the wooden figure sings, and the stone maiden dances. This is not it's of course not that the stone maiden starts to walk or the wooden man is going to speak to you, but when your mind is so bright and alive, it can only see the miraculous nature of these things. And then, yes, then in the silence, it sounds like the Buddha man is actually singing. And the statue may be dancing. It's getting up to dance. It is the miraculous world of no mind. And this cannot be reached by feeling or thought. So, and it is no use to work something out to get there. It doesn't work. So, says the Master to you, this is far beyond all common consciousness, beyond all thinking. The retainer serves his lord, the emperor. His father does the child obey. Without obedience, there is no filial piety. And if there is no service, no advice. Yes, this is in the context of the relations that we have in life. Retainer. Bhavant Master Jiyu calls it It can be called a minister. But it is the one who serves. And we serving, following the master of the heart, the emperor. And the child obeys the father, who also is in a way the master of the heart. And even in our daily life, we come across these type of relationships, and we end up just giving, listening, following, and giving. So not holding on to our personal wishes, but do what is good for the whole. And if we don't do that repeatedly, then advice will be hard to hear. If we turn away from the emperor or the lord or the father as a habit, it is getting more and more difficult for us to have the open mind to hear what is good to do. So it is an encouragement to let go and have and keep that open mind and put down our personal wishes for the good of all. And that is a theme that's coming up at the moment a lot in this country, because we have still probably about 10% of people who don't want to be having a vaccination. And people are finally looking at this from all sides. The wish of the individual, with the good of all, and all the various variations within that. And now, of course, you can also make a rule that tells the individual that they cannot hold on to their point of view. And that is not, that's something that is not very welcome in the Dutch society. And I think it's a bit easier over in France and in England, but even so, also there, it's a hard one. Now, to such action and most unpretentious work, all foolish seem and dull, but those who practice thus this law continually shall in all worlds be called Lord of Lords until eternity. Well, that is quite a clear last verse. The Venerable Shingen says, cultivate in hiding, and like a fool, like adult. But hold on and persist, and you will be called to master among masters. So the inner work of looking at a precious mirror. Listening. It takes something to go from the first rank, from the first stage to say the third or fourth. Let's not speak about fifth even. And it came to mind a question that one of you had about how is that? What difference actually is going to be visible? And in a way, for us, ourselves, when we do the training, it won't be visible. Because we just are. But if you want to use the old description of the mountains and rivers are rivers, and then mountains aren't mountains and no longer rivers. So with those three, then you can see the first stage when mountains are mountains and rivers are rivers. That is when you look into the mirror and you consider only true the reflections which are there. Yeah, so when you look into the mirror and you see things moving, thoughts coming, emotions coming, body being, and buildings, people, ideas, and that you only think that, oh, that is reality. But then with your meditation and your careful looking, you see, oh, those reflections actually are reflections in a mirror. Yeah, not to use that word mirror. And you no longer know what is what. So are mountains mountains? Are rivers rivers? Are they mirror? And then that question also then is no longer relevant in the next development. I don't want to say stage, but you know by now that a stage isn't necessarily a fixed thing. So mountains, mountains, and rivers are rivers. There is no longer, yes, they are, and they are just a whole with the mirror. So when we persist, when we are able to persist this practice that is seems to be have such a slow effect and result. When we patiently really give ourselves to patience and be happy to serve the inner master, then it's not just that you're called master of masters, but you will show that there is master. You express the emperor in your own daily life.